Friday, August 6th. President started out with a busy morning prior to leaving on the weekend trip. He had breakfast with Speaker Albert, then came into the office and made a few minor schedule changes. Then went over to greet the Girls Nation group in the state dining room. He did a superb job with them, speaking on the role of women in government and so forth, but then emphasizing that the real role of women is as wives and mothers. And he gave a very eloquent pitch for considering the importance of that role, too, as contrasted to women's lib. He added a meeting with Connolly and had me sit in, discussed the planning on the economic move again, the agreement that it was right to wait until September to do it. The president raised the question of setting up a task force now and announcing it regarding developing a new tax program and so forth, and then ruled it out himself on the basis that it would cause too much speculation. He's obviously looking for something to indicate motion on the economy. Connolly argued instead that it's better to just let things sit and simmer for the time being and actually let them get worse, but not to the point of going over the brink, because if they are worse, then the move will look all that much better when it's made. The president's agreed to meet with Arthur Burns next Thursday and to meet with Connolly and Schultz on August 23rd in California regarding the economic move. They're supposed to have the plans done by then. Connolly's leaving today for several weeks or maybe a month's vacation in Texas, so he'll be coming out from there apparently. Connolly raised the point of having an economic minister as another new idea. This would be a man second only to the ambassador in each of our major embassies, and he would be responsible for our economic relations with that country. The president was very much taken with the idea and wants me to talk to Rogers about taking the initiative and calling for this and see if we can't get something cranked up on it. He agreed with my point, however, that we should stipulate that it is not to be staffed by Foreign Service officers. It must be non-career people. Then, after the Connolly meeting, the president remembered that he hadn't mentioned to Connolly his idea of having him do some scheduling of speeches around the country, and wants me to talk to him about that, urging him to take ample time off in August so that after the IMF meeting in October, or the meetings in September, but then in October after that, he could plan an intensive schedule around the country if that meets with his approval. He pushed again for Ehrlichman or me to call Connolly on something every couple of days to ask his advice, not to raise trouble, but just to check in, give him some good news, etc. We left at about noon for the trip to New Hampshire and Maine. The president got spectacularly good reception in Manchester, New Hampshire, in spite of the fact that Loeb had written an anti-Nixon editorial in the paper this morning. The motorcade from Manchester Airport to Nashua was spectacular, with people crowded on the road all the way. Good tour of the nursing home, and the president did a superb job afterwards in his remarks on the importance of nurses. And then on to Bangor, where we had another great reception, crowd at the airport, and then we choppered off to Minot Island for the night. Before we left, Henry came in with his flap for the day, which was a terrible concern because the president has turned over the India-Pakistan matter to Rogers in the same way that he's turned over the Arab-Israeli dispute. Henry argues that he has to remain involved, that it can't be turned over to Rogers because it's got to be handled in the NSC system, that there's a real danger of war in the subcontinent, and that that war would be the one thing that could upset the China trip. Henry makes the point that the president can't be frivolous on this, which is the one area that could screw the trip, that he keeps wanting to give away bits to Rogers just to make him look good, and that this is one we can't play around with. It's got to be kept in the NSC system. Henry's got to handle the details, and Henry can handle Rogers. later Henry got into the president and didn't raise this till I kind of nudged him just as the president was about to leave, and he made his point very briefly, wrapping it up by saying Rogers wants to drop the arms to Pakistan, and that, of course, the president will never permit, so that gave Henry his opening, and I think probably will solve the problem. We got to Minot Island in good shape, and just after we got into the house, a thunderstorm struck. We had a terrible time getting the phones installed and a tough time getting the news summary and that sort of thing because of it, but we did get a report, got the president filled in, and all had a good lobster dinner. End of August 6th.